Discover yourself, and you will realize that you already possess everything you need to take your life to the next level. Just like Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, you've had it all along. Elizabeth simply helps you discover what it is and how to put it to use. It's always fun to have an aha moment, but it's even more fun to have dozens of them. If you know that life has more in store for you and you're ready to step up and be the person you know you are meant to be, then Live Large is the map you need, and Elizabeth is your ultimate guide. Dana Wild, best-selling author of Train Your Brain and host of The Mind Aware Show.
Live Large, The Achiever's Guide to What's Next by Elizabeth B. Crook. Dedicated to Lisa Quinn Larimer Donahue. The real voyage of discovery consists not in seeking new landscapes, but in having new eyes. Marcel Proust. The mind, once stretched by a new idea, never returns to its original dimensions. Ralph Waldo Emerson. Preface. Imagine the unimaginable. Perhaps you've surprised yourself by buying this book. You've lived a life people point to as successful. You've made the right decisions, reached the goals you set out to, achieved status in your industry, and been rewarded or acknowledged for your accomplishments. But while you have every reason to feel content, instead you feel restless. You want to know what's next. To someone who has already reached a high level of success, this question may seem risky, unreasonable, and immature, not to mention far out of reach. The answer would surely lead you to that wider horizon you believe might be around the corner, but between you and that horizon lies an abyss that feels too dangerous to cross. The truth is, the wide horizon you are imagining is right in front of you. You only have to discover the path that leads you there. This book will show you how. We all have limitations on what we can imagine. It's time to imagine the unimaginable. I've been right where you are before. I've walked this road many times with people just like you, smart, successful people who were struggling with doubt about their next steps, about whether they really could achieve the greatness they held as a vision in their mind's eye. Once these achievers were led through the Live Large process outlined in the pages of this book, they experienced the miracle of being able to move beyond a life that had begun to feel limiting and toward one of fulfillment, joy, and living very large. Live Large is a book about intention, the intention to honor that what's next feeling and to move forward even though you have already achieved so much. It is about exploring and acknowledging the depth of your talents and experiences and discovering how to use these abundant personal resources to align yourself with an even deeper purpose. You may think, well, it's easy for her to say. She's already doing what she loves. This is true. I am one of the most fortunate people I know. Using my experience and unique set of inborn and cultivated gifts, I work with high achievers who support my creativity and are looking to generate positive influence in the world. In short, most of the time, I'm working exactly the way I have always wanted to, with exactly the people I've always wanted around me. But it wasn't always like that. In my mid-40s, I was a senior executive at a software company. We were on the bleeding edge, developing expert systems and working long, crazy hours. It was exhilarating. I loved the challenge of structuring a new company, positioning products, closing big contracts, and pitching the story to investors. Then about 4 years into it, the company started to go in a direction I believed would lead to failure. Eventually, I found myself in a messy political fight. Could I have won? Who knows? Does it matter? Not really. What does matter is that one day when I was driving home from the airport after yet another trade show, I realized I was working way too hard for something that I simply didn't care about, yet I was living as if I did. Leave-taking is almost always messy. At first, I was stunned. I had jumped off a train going 100 miles an hour and hadn't waited for it to slow down. The landing hurt.